going to the radio.
Oh, I see them corn.
Mm-hmm. Where do you put that corn?
Well, you fill up the fill the ear in down and they'll dig it out.
Sometimes they have a long thing though.
Well, that's the coat.
Okay.
It's up in the coat.
Okay. And if you have two of those in a tent, you might say we have two coats.
Okay.
And what do you
eating coats.
Okay, eating troughs.
Eating coats.
Okay. Are there any other kind of troughs other than eating troughs?
No. No, we got a watering trough.
Yeah.
Yeah, water, you know, if they have troughs, you know, when they've got water, if they run in there.
I see.
You see, they want to run the water in and kind of stop them, kind of get water in there and want to.
I see, you know.
But we didn't used to have that back in the country in my day.
Mm-hmm.
We had to carry the water from the well, water the whole
mm-hmm.
well,
and those pumps.
I see, that pump.
What do you call that when you fix a horse, bull, or calf, you know, or boar? A male, so when you fix it so you can't reproduce.
Well, we used to castrate them.
Okay. And you use that same word for any of the examples.
Yeah.
What do you call the sound of a calf? That, you know, calf being weaned, you might say that calf noise.
Blake.
Okay. All right. How about the sound a cow or calf makes at feeding time?
They mow.
All right, and the sound a horse makes at feeding time.
He makes it.
Okay.
Okay. If you're going out to feed these animals, you see, I have to go feed the hogs or cattle and horses.
Sure. But you're going to use one word for all of them. Like, say, I've got to go out and feed them.
I've got to go out and feed. That means all that.
Okay. Just go out and feed.
Mm-hmm.
How about the, well, if you wanted to just say, you wanted to indicate that you were going to go out and feed the cows and hogs, but not the chickens, you'd say, I'm going out to feed the,
well, most time you feed the chickens in a different place than you feed the hogs.
All right. So would you ever use the term stock or cattle?
I'm going to go out and feed the stock or feed the cattle or feed the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use that in the phrase still use.
Always have.
Which one? Cattle or stock.
Okay. Now, remember we were talking yesterday about a nest egg and a kind of egg. When a hen is sitting on an egg, you might call her a...
You mean one egg?
Well, just one... That
one? One nest,
yeah.
Well, they have a nest, and then when you go to set them, well, you put a dozen eggs under
it. I see.
You take the tiny eggs out.
I see.
And then these eggs hatch.
I see. What do you call that she's sitting on the egg? You call her a
she's setting
what?
She's setting a hatching chicken.
What is she, though? She's a
mother hen.
Okay. You ever use the term a setting hen or a hatching hen or
a
brooder hen?
Yeah, you don't even use that phrase, you don't see.
Which one is sounds most?
Yeah, most I always say I set a certain hen.
Uh-huh. You set a certain hen,
yeah.
Chickens, what do you call the structure of the chickens living?
A chicken hat.
All right, how about a small one, it's kind of shaped like
good.
Okay. Now, are those chicken houses for the mother hens and the chicks?
No, the chicken house.
Yeah.
You can use them for both, and most of the time, if you got a hen with a bunch of chickens, you put her in a coop. And the chickens, you're scratching the chickens, and the coop, and they run out. They get out and run out and what they want to. But the old hen has to stay put.
I see.
They do that to keep them scratching up your flowers and your garden.
Now, at that time of day when you're going to give all of these things, these animals and chickens and so forth, their food, you call that what kind of day on the farm, right?